This is Percy Grainger in the Grainger Museum in Melbourne, welcoming you, the listener, wherever you may be, to this historic performance by the ensemble known as the Blisters. They'll be working directly with me on compositions and improvisations based on the principles of my experimentations, known as the free music. Now, although I first considered these ideas as a young man at the beginning of the 20th century, I'm happy to see them finally realized at the beginning of the 21st by these musicians here present. Now, they've spent a great deal of their time developing some extraordinary machines and electronic artifacts with a view to developing new means of musical expression based on free tones and free rhythms. Thank you.
I think people should be punished for being composers. They get so much pleasure out of it, and it's such a conceited business. So arrogant. I think music is, it's a kind of an extremist sort of business. Music is, after all, derived from screaming. In extremist sort of business.
I would like to play upon the Weber Duo Art Piano a short improvisation accompanied by members of the Blisters Ensemble. Is everybody ready? Well, then I'll give you the signal, and now. And one, and two, and three, and four, and... Can we start again, please? I'll just take you around some of the things we have here in the Grainger Museum. Here we have this is an upright piano. It's a metal framed upright parlor grand piano forte, manufactured by Ernest Gabler in New York, around 1875 or so. This little one over here. It's a butterfly piano. It's made by Wurlitzer, and I've tuned it in sixth tones. This particular piano played an important part in the early development of my free music. Thank you. This other room. This is a dulcetone. It's an extraordinary sound, isn't it? It's a beautiful, beautiful sound. So you can see why that one appealed to me. And let me see. We'll go around here.
Absolutely everywhere. Yes, I'm the tickler of sin and ivories. My initials PG stand for peak with the eye left out. I'm incapable of suffering. I wish to finger sting the world to wakeness. Music is the feudal tonic, and middle class folk are the scourge of the universe. And you, man, unnatural, warped, and above all, really half silly. Signed, your boy.
And now, I'd like to introduce you to the automatic clarinet playing machine. This was delivered to the museum just last week by a rather mysterious-looking chap. It consists of a smallish wooden box standing on four rather long legs, and about half a metre wide, and with a crank handle attached to one end. Now, the bell of a clarinet is coming out of the other side. It doesn't work, of course. But if you crank it in a rather certain way, like this, you can. Oh, wait a minute. You can. If you like this, you can almost get the. Oh, lost it.
I'm Burnett Cross. I worked with Percy Grainger from 1945 until his death in 1961. I helped him to make machines on which he was able to hear some of the very avant-garde music that he called free music, because he was composing music free from the limitations of conventional music. Free in pitch, free in rhythm. This machine here, he called the Reed Box Tone Tool. It's built like a giant harmonica. Inside each of those little openings is a harmonium reed. But the reeds are not tuned the way they're tuned in a harmonium or a reed organ. These reeds are tuned an eighth of a tone apart. There are four reeds from one half tone interval to the next. And the reason for that is that Percy was very much interested in gliding sounds and in getting control of gliding sounds to go from one pitch to another. So this is one of our experiments in gliding sounds, from which Percy learned that his idea about gliding sounds was actually musically valid.
All right, there we go. Peter, you don't have to go a little bit out of place, the models.
It takes quite a vigorous bit of pumping, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yes, because, of course, you usually get your weight going down a little bit, and that's why you don't. What do you think it's a little...
I think it's a little bit rough there. It's wobbly a little bit. This is my thing.
Lined up?
Because it's tied here. They all work all right, I think.
Yes.
This one. Oh, nice to see. Hello there. Give me a little bit of cellophane there. Isn't this one a bit short here? Just play.
I'll now play a set of variations based on my Sea Song sketch, one of my first examples of beatless music, surely as revolutionary in spirit as the free music itself.
Well, I've corrected that, then we'll be able to tell.
tuner to get a glide. Now this, just tighten the string loosely and we'll play down here onto the key below. That's the place best of all. That's the best action of all.
Okay. Is to me the highest aim. I hold all women higher than men. If only half the races would unite in making the earth a temple of sexual intensity, both sexes marching off to hell, what joy and oblivion! Just to think that I had to decide, should it be you or should it be Tone Tickley?
So this is the adjustable machine.
Right, yeah.
And you can see that it has a couple of pedals here on the floor.
Yes, well, maybe we should sort of give some idea of the dimensions of this for the radio listener. So it's about 3 metres high.
That's right.
By about 2 metres. It's made of wood construction.
Mm.
That lever on the side, what happens if you press that?
Well, I'll show you. There it is. Now, when you pull the lever down...
Right. So I'm going to pull the lever down. And I notice you also, as you pull the lever down, you actually have to sort of pull it out.
That's to keep the lever away from the second lever,
right?
Which controls this one here.
Now, I've noticed that you've colour-coded the levers. That's the yellow lever. Now we're actually starting to manipulate the blue lever, which is the centre.
Just by pulling it out like
pulling
this.
Pulling it out. And if I give it a little bit
then,
more.
What about the second lever?
A bit more.
That does the same thing.
Right.
And then by
giving
it a bit of a wiggle
what about
on
this
the
bit
side,
here?
You get
what,
this.
What?
Oh, I see, right.
Of course, well, that makes perfect sense.
So basically, this is designed for a two-armed person.
That's right.
But I notice you have another lever on here, too.
And what about this bit here?
This is where your foot comes in. We're still trying to figure out whether it needs some kind of a bench or a chair in front of it to make it more easy to use. If I give this lever a bit of a twist now, watch what happens to this.
And how does it work?
Okay, so, yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the green lever now being
and if you move the lever down
first of all horizontally and now comes a lateral dimension to the green lever
then what about the second lever?
Excellent,
it does the same
yeah.
thing. Oh yes,
so
yes,
now
I
we
see.
Have the three levers. Is there a red lever too?
There is indeed.
So waiting, we actually now have the blue, yellow and the green lever working.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then the red one
move up and then grab the red one.
Yes, I see,
here it comes.
Oh, all right, well, let's start.
Thank you.
And the next item is an improvisation for harmonium with Percy Granger at the keyboard, accompanied by John Rose on the tenor violin. Much as I dislike that class of instrument.
Yes, I would. And I'd follow that. But I'd also have the click.
Strange to be Grange. Fleshy schemes and appalling things that aren't quite right. My legs will have to be disciplined. I scream at my legs. Last week I gave up eating apple tart. Maybe it'll help. Remember, you are and always will be my meat mate. Your only perks.
I shall now improvise a counterpoint upon a corroboree using whistle and humming techniques associated with Nordic folk clog dancing routines.
Civilized world, the evolutionary half dead, the almost alive. Problem to be born with a brain. If a dog sniff me out and start barking like crazy. Wrong tribe, I suppose.
Thank you. show purpose.
What would you like me to play now?
And now, dear listener, we come to that moment in this evening's proceedings to which you're all, no doubt, keen to concentrate your attention upon. I'm speaking, of course, of the Granger whip collection. I'd like to demonstrate two whips from West Africa, of which I'm particularly fond.
Cutting?
Yes.
This is test number one, and the needle is now kicking into the green space.
Yes.
Here is a note which will keep the needle right in the middle of the green space. Yeah, you just set your dial, and I'll make the same sound each time. And you set the dial so that it goes someplace else.
Yes.
Now, this time, let's set your dial. Incidentally, what was the volume setting on that one? Volume 4. Now this time you're going to draw it up so that it just hits the end of the green space over to the right. Okay. What was that noise?
I'm really fond of that. Rather pretty, don't you think? Splendid sound. What? That's nice. Nice.
Now, when you start, just give yourself the time. It doesn't matter how long it is. Do you think you're all done? Mm-hmm. You doing it now?
No. We can cut it off when we want to.
Okay.
I mean, it's not going.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, all right.
Shall we do it?
Yeah.
One day she was exercising, exercising amongst the rest, with the silver chin and down the west, called the Mary Spider, lily white breast. And then the captain, he stepped up to her, after what had brought her near. I've come to seek my own thrill, lover, he has close to me so dear. If you've come to seek your own true lover, Christ has told me his name is for William Taylor. Oh, from his evil town he can. If his name is for William Taylor, and he has proved to you so dear. He got married to an Irish lady. He got married the other year. If you rise early in the morning, early by the break of day, there you shall spy bold William Taylor walking with his lady gay. And she rose early in the morning, early by the break of day, and there she spy bold William Taylor walking with his lady gay. And then he called for a blessed of sisters, a blessed of sisters that have come now. And then she shot old William Taylor with his right up his right hand.
Percy Grainger at the Grainger Museum with lateral manipulations of the portable gramophone. Now, on this machine, I've placed a shellac disc which consists of recordings of the tuned percussion collection from my museum.
Thank you.
For me to start in your...
That's a very woman's voice, the version.
Well, you can do the same here.
No, but I don't know what part to look at.
Showed you the photographic collection here in the museum. Now, there's one of me after a damn good thrashing. There's rather a lot of blood, I'm afraid. And there's one of Ella. Naked. Yes, I used to tie her up a lot before the sessions. You see, I've written on it, Ella at 40 years old and 40 pounds overweight. Look at those buttocks. Shocking, really. Quite shocking, eh? But you know, she's the only one I ever really liked.
Thank you.
And now, listeners, to our little finale. Yes, with the members of the Blisters Ensemble once again. And this is Percy Grainger in the Grainger Museum, Melbourne, inviting you to join in with a performance of The Random Round. Now, just remember to come in. Just come in when you feel like it. All right?
Oh, Granger, you've been called the one cheerful, sunny composer living. To what would you attribute you the warmth and the naturalness of your music?
Well, I don't know that my music is consistently warm and natural, but I think the impression that it's, cheerful, comes from people not knowing the most of my compositions, for I think I'm very morose, musically.
Well, you don't actually feel morose,
I do.
You do?
I enjoy it very much. But I think music is the art of agony. Music is, after all, derived from screaming. Well, when you think most music originated in trying to placate hostile deities, and screaming with fear and screaming in supplication are not so very far removed, and music is, of course, the child of all that.